are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana and finishing up with Jerry over there in Chicago. Jerry, I was going to say, like I say, you have to depend on what market you're going to be on. But as I was saying, though, all these radios you get nowadays, they all come with a USB cord and the disc for the basic driver to load the USB on it for programming. And all the frequencies are available in your general area for law enforcement and everything. You can plug that into your same radio. Usually I try to discourage people by telling them to put a separate channel in on transmit. That way, in case that they are monitoring police, that they don't inadvertently transmit on their bands unless they are basically authorized. But yeah, I don't know how they're doing that nowadays, because all these radios from China and stuff will transmit across the entire band. And the old days, they used to have type accepted radios that would, like in Motorola or GE and stuff, they would cover three portions of the band. You'd have the low end of VHF, the middle, and then the high. But now the radios, they cover everything. And then, of course, I don't know what your plans are in the future if you want to get into shortwave or anything like that, but you can get small shortwave radios that are they're no bigger than a dual-band 2-meter 440 radio there that's your full shortwave. And you can stick those in your car. You put the little the main control unit underneath the seat, and you just have a control head just stuck to your dash and a small antenna that will with a built-in antenna tuner in the radio, and you can talk anywhere you want.
Well, that's very interesting, but let me cut to the chase, and let me put it this way. When the SHTF, what's the best radio to buy?
Well, I would say this. Most people I know around here have family service radios, but I will say this. The new ham radios will cover those frequencies also. So, and of course, although they wouldn't be technically legal because they're too much power for the band, I think you're only allowed 2 to 5 watts or something like that. But there are some UHF frequencies which you can get, which are non-licensed, which you can run 50 watts on. But again, you can, with most of these radios, they have over 200 and some channel availability for putting them in your memory like that. So you put your favorite repeaters and stuff down below your law enforcement in one other area, and then it puts your family service in there. And of course, you can change the display on it, so you can say FSR CH1, FSR CH2, and that way you can basically tell which you're going at. Here we just put the repeater call letters, you know, like whose ever call it is, like that. And then of course we know that's the repeater, you know. But you have to define what you really want. There's a couple of people I'm talking to on Twitter that are getting their licenses too, but a lot of people are worried about that when it all hits a fan, where they're going to communicate and stuff. And of course, if they do an EMP and stuff, that's only going to happen to a lot of the radios that are hooked up and actually powered up at the time. Those that aren't even hooked to the grid, you don't have a problem with that. But I have 3 shortwave radios. I have an 830S downstairs, which I run Morse code on, which is a full shortwave. And then I have the 440S upstairs here, which it's another full radio there. But I have a 440S. They're all Kenwoods. Out my Ford Ranger there, and I can talk on any band I want. Of course, I have removable antennas in case I can't really match the thing, but it has a built-in antenna tuner on the truck there too. But it's nice driving down the road there, talking to Russia or down to Chile or Costa Rica, just like they're sitting right next door to you.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I used to drive a truck over the road years ago, and about 1989, I went at a truck stop, and I think I bought a Cobra or a Midland CB radio that had upper and lower sidebands and approximately had 365 channels. Mm-hmm. If you were to frequency, you had to have a frequency counter in order to use this darn thing, because you never knew what channel you were on.
We used Glenn VFOs. Back in the 70s, we used Glenn VFOs, and we would hook that up to our oscillators. And usually we used Pierre Simpson Cheetahs or the Cobra 29 XLRs, because those are great sidebanders. And we changed the clarifier on the sideband side to make it 30 kc, so we really fine-tune it there. But we used those for a long time until we got snapped by the FCC for talking on Ellis Air Force Base's tactical frequencies.
Well, you know, what was funny is through a Skype or something like that, I talked to somebody from Australia on my radio, and I was ready to fall asleep at the wheel when I caught this guy just flicking through the channels and everything else like that. I talked to him for the next 185 miles going through Pennsylvania on I-80 up and down hills until I got into New Jersey and I lost. And I had my delivery was in New Jersey, so I was only a few miles away. It was easy to stay awake up until the time I got there, but I still have that radio. And that radio is, oh my God, it's over 20 years old. But I don't believe it's 365 channels. It's more like 104 channels, upper and lower sideband, everything else like that. But it's CB. And one other thing I wanted to throw out there to you is that I inherited, I stole my father's CB Citizens Band radio call letters. I just wonder if they're the same things as...
I don't even think they license them today. Mine used to be KAUJ 2413.
Oh my God!
I don't even be honest with you.
Hey Keith, let me throw this number out there: KHB 9839. Does that sound like a Citizens Band or a one of these like you run?
No. My call is K7KTR. It used to be WB7WBJ. When I got licensed in March of 77 there, I got the WB7WBJ. But back then, you had a code requirement. Matter of fact, they're talking about even opening up shortwave now for the ham operators that don't have the Morse code now, so they can talk on actual shortwave other than the 10 meter and stuff. Back then and stuff, we when I first got licensed here, like at the novice license that I first got for Morse code, it expired in 2 years. So if you didn't upgrade, you lost your license. And of course, I upgraded to the general in 79. And of course, I went through the years under that old call. And I actually like that old call better. It sounds better in Morse code. Especially when you have it on the repeater for an IDs, because it's almost like you're dancing when you're listening to it. But anyway, now the repeater just comes out and says K7KTR repeater, you know. But anyway, everything is being automated and stuff like that, you know. But it's fun. But the deal about things, Jerry, is that when you're talking to Australian stuff, you like, especially on shortwave, where you make these skeds and you have a morning round table like on Saturdays and stuff, where you get out there, you have your cup of coffee, you sit down by your shortwave, and you start talking to the people that you talk to every single week. You can talk about your prostate issues, whatever you want to talk about, you know, the politics, you know. And these are your friends and stuff. And that's what this camaraderie, this friendship that hams have. And then, of course, you have those that meet for coffee and stuff. But they get together, and you still have a lot of them that they'll sit there and they'll talk about technical things. Some won't, because they're not into that. They're called what we call an appliance operator. They buy it out of the box, and they sit there for 2 years trying to figure out why their radio don't work, because they don't know how to program it, because they won't read the manual. Or the manual's basically in some kind of broken Chinese, you know, to where they don't understand it, you know.
Wow. You know what, Keith? I got to be honest with you. Thank you very much for taking the time with me. because you educated me on a lot of things, and I was taking notes the whole show. And I tell you what, man, you have a great program. RBN has a great network. And, man, I hope to talk to you again. Thank you very much again.
Yeah, call time. I got suckered into doing this show. I called John's show a few times. I always called Mike's show at What Really Happened There. But I made a few mistakes in calling John's here, and he says, hey, we should give you your own show here. And I'd rather be spending time with my dogs. But there is some fun or enjoyment out here. I'm trying to basically – my daughter had posted something on Facebook about how I'm trying to save the world and stuff, and that's one thing she admires about me and everything. But I'm trying to save the future for her and my granddaughters because, as my older ham friends and I always talk about, the country we grew up in is where they came out – or we came out from our parents and their parents of the Great Depression, and everything is going right back to where it was before instead of getting better and better. So it's so hard to get out here, Jerry, and find something good to talk about unless you wake people up and say, hey, look, if you guys want change, look in the mirror because it's going to start with you.
You're 100% right, my friend, and I've been preaching the same thing, and I've been passing out RBN business cards and just saying, hey, just take a listen in. I mean, you know, you don't have to like what you hear, but I'll tell you what, if you want to hear a little bit of truth rather than this six independent owners of our media out there right now, whether you be reading it or watching it or listening to it on the radio, I'm sorry to say, we're in a desperate fight, and I got to be honest with you, with this thing with the guns that is going on right now, I'll tell you what, if they're going to send a squad of people to kick down my door to take my guns, they better bring a few extra body bags because I'm not the only one going out in one.
Well, Jerry, though, look at it this way, though. Look at Planned Parenthood. They kill 800 babies a day. And if you do some research, you'll see that these flavor enhancements that they're using in all your food nowadays is one that they call these fetal enzymes. You start reading that stuff, you get sicker in hell reading it. You know, they're actually using baby parts to flavor your food. But anyway, if guns kill a lot of people, okay, fine. But you never hear them speak out about all these illegal wars, the millions that have been killed by these assault rifles from their own citizens using them against someone else to procure their American way of life or something like that, which is death to others. You know, they never talk out about that, like I mentioned before. If you're anti-war, they shut you up. If you're pro-establishment, hey, they'll give you a primetime show.
You know what? You're 100% right, and I've often said that we're victims of the man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical corporation and your doctors that you listen to because they wear a white lab coat and they look important and they have an impressive certificate on the wall that says, I'm important and I'm going to tell you what you need for your body as they're getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical corporation.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. In our day, we were taught abstinence as far as sexual activity and stuff, you know, and of course the risk of if you wanted to goof around on the weekends and stuff, the probability of we call it knocking someone up, you know, and then of course if you did, you had to stand up like a man and take care of that child. Nowadays, it's, you know, throw your kid into some, throw the girl into some abortion clinic and let her go on to the next escapade. There's no personal checks in today's life. Nothing.
Yeah, but yet when you talk to like family members of mine, and you talk about it, they'll tell you straight up is that America has the highest longevity of life. I think it's 77 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. I said, are you counting the 60,700,000 abortions since 1973, Roe versus Wade. Are you counting that in there? Because well, I don't think the numbers are that high.
Yeah, well, just remember this, though, Jerry. Life is by subscription. Yeah, there's life in this country, but you got to pay for it, just like you have to pay for utilities and stuff. And if you don't pay for your utilities and you go off grid and stuff, they get rid of you. You're a useless feeder. Anyway, Jerry, I got to let you go. I got another caller in Wyoming, okay?
Thank you very much, Keith. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you call back in sometimes, okay? Anyway, okay. Tim and yeah, take care. Tim in Wyoming. Good evening, sir.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I was enjoying your ham tutorial there. I appreciate that. A friend of mine who died of Alzheimer's was quite a ham operator, and we used to talk about it all the time. And he was always trying to get me to get a license, and I'm still trying to, but it's buying the radios like your caller from what was he, Pennsylvania?
Chicago.
No,
Chicago.
The one who just Sorry.
Chicago.
Sorry, yeah?
Mob City.
Mob Chicago,
City.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. The Mob City. Or the Windy City, the Windy Apple. Yeah,
it's Mob City to me because I grew up in Las Vegas, and when someone came in town, you knew they were from Chicago.
Ah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's, they had the look and the speech pattern, I guess. So.
Yeah, but they were the Italian mob back then. Since then, everything has changed over to the Jewish mob and stuff like that. But back then, it was actual Italian mob. You know, they're the ones that would put a dead horse head in your bed, you know.
Well, there's the Mexican mob, too. I mean, I'm actually from California. I've been here in Western Wyoming for about 4 years. And there are a lot of people around here that are into ham, getting back to that. But there's a group here that I've been kind of toying with the idea of joining, but everybody there already is a veteran of ham. They talk. It's like listening to a foreign language when they get together. I can't understand 90% of it. And
yeah, it's the lingo. It's the lingo. It's like in Morse code when you want to say that you'll talk to someone later. You just type out in Morse code ILBCNU. Yeah, everything's abbreviated, so you got to learn those little slides.
I'll be seeing you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I like X. My friend used to say XYL, and I said XYL. What's that? He said that means your wife, your ex young lady. And I said, oh, okay, interesting.
I don't know if They should probably change that, though, Tim. With this gender neutral thing, you might offend someone nowadays.
Right. Make somebody white. Your ex table leg, your ex fire hydrant, your ex whatever. Who knows that. But no, I was wondering. There's a radio company. There's a company that's been advertising in a magazine that I like to read called World Gone Silent. I think it's .com or .org. I can't remember which, but the name of the company. But they sell like a family pack of radios plus a repeater type setup and a base antenna type setup. And they sell 4 radios, power packs, this different kind of thing for a set amount of money. And they also sell it. Along with that, they give you information about, I think it's the ARRL that they give you information to get your license as well. And I thought that was a really good thing. But what do you think of World Gone Silent as far as that company goes? Have you heard of them? Or?
No, I've never heard of them. The radios sound more like a family service radio pack type thing there. Well, I was going to say, you didn't mention anything about
licensing. They sell actually ham radios.
Well, I know.
Sorry, they're ham radios.
Yeah, I know, but...
Go on.
In the commercial field nowadays, truck drivers have ham radios. We have a problem with those guys driving through, like here in western Montana, where they'll go off frequency. Uh-huh. They can program it whatever they want, and they don't realize they're inadvertently talking on the input of a repeater somewhere.
Wow.
See, so...
Okay,
The only problem is the site you mentioned. You didn't say whether or not that they geared you towards any licensing structure of like the ham radio online or, you know.
They do actually. Like I said, they actually direct people. It's the company is World Gone Silent.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it, I read about them in a couple magazines. The one magazine actually had a long article about how. They sell like 3 different sets. One of them is a very basic set. It's 2 radios just so you can communicate with whoever it is you want to communicate with, and power packs. But all of them have a licensing, not a licensing agreement with the company, but a license information to get your ham license. And I thought, wow, that's really good because.
I was just saying, Tim, in the old days, it used to be that to get a ham radio, you had to present a ham radio license.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I have a break coming up here. Tim, I have a break coming up. If you want to hold over, I'll hold you over there, okay?
Okay, yeah, thanks.
All right, okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back here. 1-800-313-9443.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Tim over in Wyoming. Anyway, Tim, I was trying to say, though, amateurs used to be more of the self-policing type thing. It's not like the Stasi we see today with law enforcement, you know, where someone calls up and says, yeah, there's a guy walking down the highway dressed in black. Every time I hear something like that, I think Johnny Cash would roll over in his grave. But Or we had one deputy that was headed down to Missoula to get one of his radios programmed, and I wanted to key the radio so bad and just say, hey, while you're there, why don't you stop at Circle K and grab a personality. They got him hanging on keychains, you know. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
But,
wow.
But
that sounds self-police, like
yeah, well, in a self-policing way, though, that they used to make sure that people were licensed before they sold radios and stuff. And nowadays, you can buy anything through eBay or whatever like that without even having to present a license. And so you don't know who's getting a license, nor the riffraff that's being invited in. And there are some that, like right. I say, they generally have an interest in talking around the world and talking to others. And like I mentioned, there's programs like Echolink and others where you can sit there, say you're over there in Casper, Wyoming, and you're on an Echolink repeater, and suddenly a guy from Berlin calls, and you can sit there with your portable talking to Berlin through the internet, VOIP. Doesn't cost you a dime, and people sit around you and they go, wow, you're talking to Berlin? You know? You're talking down to Brisbane or something like that. I mean, yeah, you can talk around the world. Everything's linked via these computers and stuff nowadays. They just, radio interface in them, So,
right.
There is so much a guy can do in the radio.
It's funny that you mentioned the VoIP, the voice over internet protocol. But what happens, as your last caller said, what about the SHTF situation? And that's one of the things what if, these transoceanic cables and satellites even, nobody's maintaining the satellite centers. I mean, I'm thinking of a total societal breakdown type of a situation, or let's say a massive power outage for an extended period. How's that? Say starting with that.
Well, I'll say this. Most ham repeaters are at sites where they have emergency power. The other ones that are set up, they have their own bulletin board systems. You can send email through the shortwave systems through packets. You can actually send files, everything like that, And this is all done via shortwave and everything. So, I mean, there are alternatives to work around any internet outage and stuff. But, again, though, they are trying to build this up more and more. And, of course, there's preppers that are doing this that are into the ham movement. And the problem is, though, is what regulation, and, of course, will, at the time when something does happen, will they impose, again, what they call quiet hours on amateurs? Because we have the ability to talk, and they don't want us on the band for some reason.
Exactly. I've heard that same thing. I've heard that another friend of mine who's also in California was talking about how Bill Clinton had sold off so many of what had once been ham frequencies.
FedEx, all those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He'd sell them off to whomever, and those companies have basically locked everyone out who would be able to communicate otherwise. And so the internet has become, of course, the internet being policed is the way it is, not self-policed by us, but policed is the way that it is. We have to watch what we say. And that's what a friend of mine says too. He says, don't say the certain three letters of the major listening organization. And we know who that is, of course. Among others. But he says, don't say that. That just puts you on their list. And I said, well, if I'm not on their list already, I'd be very surprised because, being a former member of the military, being a member of other organizations that, possibly could be considered anti-government, if you want to call it that, but not anti-American, but anti-government. But those are the things that people have to watch out for. And that's why I'm thinking about this SHTF type situation and not necessarily because of, massive civil unrest, but massive civil unrest could also take place because of the massive power outage, an EMP satellite strike or something, some kind of thing like that, where possibly, a foreign power decides to wipe out some part of our infrastructure and
I'll tell you what, Tim. Well, my break is coming up here, but I'll tell you this, Tim. You have more threat of this government doing something to its own people to provoke something into a war than you do some other foreign power. Anyway, I gotta let you go here, but call back in next week, okay, Tim?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling in. We'll be right back here after this break. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now going to talk to Rick down there in Arizona. How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Good, Keith. Could you tell me what years you were in Vegas? Were you there in 1990?
I was there from 68 to 81.
68 to 81.
Well, you know, it's funny though. A bunch of my ham friends and I, we talked back and forth. We were all in Vegas as kids, all at the same time, and we never knew each other. But we're all hams today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just thought, you remember the movie Goodfellas?
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy in Vegas by the name of Richard the Fixer Perry. Does that name ring a bell?
No, and to be fair, I know a lot of names, and I would never want to say them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. This was back in, like, 1990. Anyway, he was a good fellow that was never in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but anyway, I see that David Hogg is complaining now that he has to have a transparent backpack. They all have. If you remember watching the right when it was happening, when the kids were leaving the school, they were throwing their backpacks in a big pile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they can't have a regular backpack. They got to have a transparent backpack.
I'm surprised he's not more worried at his age about self-pollination. I'm serious. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, when, like Mike Rivera would say, even I remember taking guns to school and having skeet shooting and all that stuff like that, you know. This is all BS. Again, with the economy collapsing, the thousands of retail stores going down, the bankers in – I mean, this is a country that builds its gates and perimeters around the White House with no problem like that. You know, that's easy to do that. You know, it reminds me of Nixon there during the Vietnam protest where they lined those buses end-to-end around the damn White House there, and he was sitting there wrenching his fingers saying, they're going to kill us, they're going to kill us, you know. But see, people don't get out in the streets anymore unless it's government-provoked. That's why you have the FBI and those guys infiltrating all these things. You can watch that congressional testimony there from Trey Gowdy and those guys talking about how the FBI used millions of dollars to create these patsies to facilitate these so-called crimes so the FBI could rush in at the end and say, hey, look, we solved a crime.
Yeah, I once knew a guy who worked in the Inspector General's office for the federal government. He was retired when I talked to him, and he told me that one time they went in to inspect the FBI, and they had put in a 40 million computer system without even talking to the people upstairs. He says the government office, the branches, are monsters unto themselves.
Well, you want to hear my thesis on this? There is going on 10 series of the X-Files with David Duchovny and those guys, and Scully and all that stuff. Throughout those entire 10 series of these movies there, Fox Mulder fought with the FBI's corruption and the shadowed state like that, and that was all written as fiction. Or was it? The truth is out there.
Yeah, it sure seems like a lot of stuff on TV ends up in real life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, they've telegraphed everything to us, whether it's this born identity and stuff, the engineering of DNA and RNA to control people, making these ultimate soldiers. Like I say, if you haven't watched that video, Psychiatry and the Military, The Hidden Enemy, you should watch that. And this goes clear back to World War One, but it goes right up until our present day where they're even sedating the kids now because they're displaced from their parents that are serving overseas, you know. But they're putting everyone on these psychotropic drugs there. There has to be some covert reason why they're scaling people down, and over in England right now they're talking about putting lithium in the water. I mean, this is your own government's against you. It's because, like Brzezinski said, there was a global awakening.
Yep.
And you know, 320 million Americans are not going to sit back and watch this country go to hell. I can tell you that.
Well, I don't know. They've been watching a long time.
Yeah, well, my veteran friends say, well, you know, hey, we learned how to make IEDs, we learned how to disarm them and stuff, and we still know how to use it, and I think that's why there's such it seems like an agenda to go after all these veterans, call them mentally unstable, and not let them have guns, not let them have this, you know, and, of course, let them die on the sides of the roads, as we were talking about earlier, you know.
They know how to use a weapon, and they know how to teach people to use weapons.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, I got another caller there, so anything else, Rick?
Nope, that's good. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, hey, no problem. You call anytime, okay? Good to hear from you. Fred back in Michigan. Good to hear you again there, Fred. How you doing?
Yeah, man. Saw a couple YouTube presentations on 5G wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And The YouTube channel is Shaking My Head Productions, Shaking My Head Productions.
Right.
5G, cell towers, 5G wireless. Let's see, cell phone health warning is the title of the one. And then the other is 5G, fast tracked, all 50 states, urgent message. And then there's one, 5G, transhumanism, your life will never be. And then, you know, you've heard of Project or Operation Phoenix from Vietnam, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on YouTube, there's one called The New Phoenix, either program or project, The New Phoenix Program. The presenter has got a really captivating voice. Everyone's got to see that. And right. The reason I'm bringing that up in this other one by James Corbett interviews a son of a now-deceased CIA field agent operative. His name is Douglas. That's Douglas A.S., Douglas Valentine. He authored the book, I guess it is CIA as Organized Crime, and also the one in which Corbett is interviewing him by the title, the Trump Administration's Revival of the Phoenix Program. And Douglas Valentine's book is called, or is entitled, The Phoenix Program. Okay, and what this intimately details is a massively complex, covert, clever system of infiltration, indoctrination, subjugation, subversion, including tortures and murders, of course, with very advanced techniques. So when I saw that, and then the 5G wireless, and in that first one, cell towers, 5G wireless, cell phone health warning, Shaking My Head product. This guy actually, he's an electronics specialist. He actually goes to sites where these massive installations exist, and he videos these huge cables,
right?
Going from the base up the tower,
right?
And then
hard line.
And there's I forget, he said each one is like 300 megawatts or something. It's and he goes on to prove that this is how they will engage, as I say, in the ultimate covert subversive Phoenix program of total mind control. There's a guy, Dr. Patrick Flanagan, he's an expert. He's one of these childhood prodigies relative to electronics. And it is astonishing. Absolutely astonishing, because he proves any form of brainwave entrainment is possible now with 5G wireless.
Well, it's okay. Possible with anything, Fred. I mean, that's the premise of like a microwave. You put food in there and you cook the cells of the food to heat them up. And so regardless of the band or the frequency, The point is, though, is if anything is exposed to RF long enough, it will definitely cook. And that's why, like in ham operations, the portables might be the more dangerous ones like that, because you put an RF antenna right in front of your face and you can feel the heat through your skull, especially on UHF. But usually in ham app, in all of our applications, the antennas are outside the vehicle, and so there's less problem there. But it's no matter if you've got a station that's running 2 million watts ERP and you can hear that 100 miles away, you're still getting that RF through your body, and
And I'll tell you what, Keith, there's a brilliant scientist. I think he's Russian, Dmitry. I'm going to give you the website. I want you to review that. Tell all your associates to do likewise, because this looks like it looks like the solution. It's designed to convert all this nasty EMF radiation of whatever wavelengths. And by the way, 5G is 60 gigahertz. And in one of these presentations, they show the military. It's a long range acoustic technology running on. I think it's either 65 gigs or 95 gigs for crowd control, so called.
Right.
And they're able to focus it, you know, to a small area or expand it out shotgun wise. But the website for the technology that converts all this dangerous stuff into biocompatible beneficial is AIRES, AIRES, and TECH .com.
AIRES.
AIR, like the air we breathe with an ES.
Okay.
And then TECH. TECH, as, you know, technology. TECH.com.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And you might, I suggest this to you, Keith, and even Ken there in the studio. You guys, Dan also, during the day, you need to contact this guy directly, Dmitry. That's what I did. And see if he won't provide you, you know, at cost to do an experiment. Because I know he'll do that. He said he would do that for me. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, we got to do whatever we can, man. And I'm getting my ass in high gear on this 5G crap, because this is the ultimate subterfuge right here. Yeah, I haven't had Talmud vision for, it'll be 12 years this December, man, and I have not looked back for a second. Okay,
right.
I don't miss Talmud vision TV for a blink of an eye, man. Okay. And now with the Ares Tech technology, I can purchase, and it lasts forever. You tape it onto your cell phone, your laptop, et cetera. You have one in your car. You can even wear one. So wherever you go, whatever you're being besieged with, wavelength frequency-wise, it's biocompatible.
Yeah, well, so, Fred, they even make sheets and covers and stuff nowadays that basically have a Faraday cage built into them that you can, and that you ground, and you can lay there at night and have a cover around you to block all that RF and stuff. Out here in the country, I don't have to worry about that because our cell tower is about 6 miles away. And but I have more RF from my house from own radios than anything else, you know.
Well, Keith, I found a headphone company. It's a German company called Ultrasone. Ultra, S-O-N-E. And they have what's called MU metal. They design these. I can just imagine people who are wearing headphones, you know, their brain is being bombarded by deleterious EMF. And so here's a company.
That's more the Bluetooth type setting there. I won't wear Bluetooth around my head like that.
Yeah, well,
the regular wired headsets wouldn't cause that problem unless you're getting some small little eddy type thing off of the small little speakers that are in them, you know.
well, yeah, they use magnets, man. They all use these magnets. And I want to call your attention quickly to Billings, Montana. Isn't there a military installation up there?
I don't know about Billings. I know that Great Falls has Maelstrom Air Force Base.
All right, well, on YouTube, I stumbled upon a presentation about guillotines on military bases in this country, and two American soldiers were mysteriously murdered, and they just happened to be the ones that started jawing about their discovery of these modern-day guillotines at their installations, and Billings, Montana is the one that was cited for these two guys, I think, having been murdered.
Yeah, you know, say, it's the same thing. People that speak out from Child Protection Services about the rape and sodomy within those things, that senator that was killed and her husband, they called it a murder-suicide. It's the same thing with bankers and whatever that suddenly dropped from 33 stories. People are being eliminated, and those are the ones that that know something and would be damaging to someone else. But with today's law enforcement like that, I mean, if you've got a taillight that's not right or a license plate illuminator that's out, that's probable cause to escalate a stop with you, and these war criminals walk free. I think that's that tells you that way that justice is in this country.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this. A guy by Lansing, Michigan, 2 years ago, a young guy, he had his bright lights on, and because he wouldn't roll down his window all the way, he was arguing with the deputy dog. The deputy dog shot him in cold blood, man, murdered the guy.
Yeah, well, like I say, though, and there's no hardly any vindication for the common layperson that the state to enforce his tyranny and fascism will let his law enforcement go. Anyway, I got my break coming up. Thanks for calling, okay, Fred? Good to hear from you again, okay? All right, we'll be right back here. I might have time for one more call if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You won't know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the final portion of the show here. There was a couple of stories I wanted to cover here. Canada wants to put clearer warnings on its junk food, and of course the United States is using NAFTA to stop them. It's a pretty good article to read there. If you recall Lou Dobbs' NAFTA speech that he gave way, way, way back there about this North American Free Trade Agreement, it was all about the so-called North American Highway linking Mexico, United States, and Canada together. And, of course, that's why you always hear the North American Union, the European Union, and this is just more crap toward this building this one-world government there. But the article goes on talking about how all these other countries are now talking about their obesity crisis, and of course the United States isn't. Oh, the military is, because they say 30% of the kids that are military age today could not serve in the military because of their obesity problems. But as we know, just like Big Pharma and those guys, the corporations will sell you sawdust if they can. So if you get fat and overweight from eating their crap foods, no problem. They, like Big Pharma, as I mentioned, has an option for that. It'll cost you, of course, but you knew that. And that's on VOX.com for a website if you want to look at that article. It's really interesting. There was another really good article from Al Jazeera there about the U.S. insight onto gun trafficking across the U.S. and Mexican border there. And again, this is on the premise now that there's so much gun violence that guns continually flow down into Mexico from the United States. And the article highlights the fact that they went down there with an AK-47 that was advertised on a website, and they didn't have to exchange anyone's ID. It was bought in a parking lot and sent on down to Mexico there. And it wouldn't have mattered whether it was a Mexican cartel member or what. But, you know, this is how freely drugs flow. Sorry, guns, but drugs. But it's the same thing. If all you have to do is use your search engine and look up U.S. sends arms to or U.S. sells arms to, those two different phrases there, and you'll see the country after country after country of rapacious regimes that this country here has armed, and then suddenly there's an outbreak of terrorism, and then the U.S. military has to go and do some mop-up. Talk about premeditated. Of course, this is preemptive there on that, you know. But I talked earlier about this CPS there, about that Nancy Schaefer, who and her husband were found dead, and she was going to expose this massive crime in 2016 about the cover-up of all these kids being not only in child abuse, but also put into these pedophile rings. A good friend of mine, Stephen Ledman, who I've talked to for quite a few years now, came out with a great article about the neocon takeover of Washington is completed now. And this shows you that first Trump put all the generals in office, and now they're aligning Bolton and all these other guys. And so those like myself who've been watching this for years now can see that they are really pressing to either go into Iran, totally wipe out Syria, and this goes on and on. And one other thing here, this article here is out of Tehran there, but it's about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It's a joint venture between Russia, State Gas, and Gazprom, and five European companies. The United States is trying to block that, but of course, if you realize that, it's because the United States is seen as the biggest oil producer, overtaken Saudi Arabia. So that shows you that the U.S. corporations will do everything, even war, to keep this commerce going. Anyway, Brad, I think it's Brad. Up next there with Blacklisted News Radio. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room and also those in the chat room, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.